broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on Thanksgiving. This is the broadcast for November 24th of the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. The promotion of God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property, the whole reason we're on the radio, folks. Hard-hitting talk radio, live for Thanksgiving. Why? Because you're our family. We're grateful for you and appreciate spending time with you. This stuff isn't just a moneymaker for us. In fact, it costs us money to do radio half the time. But we love it, and we believe in it, and we believe the education is absolutely critical. In fact, radio is the, first social media app, if you will? Just saying. All right, hope you're doing well. A lot of people would say, no, Sam, come on, you're wrong. That was the newspapers. But, you know, people used to stump on a box, a soap box, right? Before that was kind of the first radio. Then we just got the ability to make sure people could hear further away. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Happy Thanksgiving. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. And greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, a lot of people are thankful for a lot of things. Indoor plumbing, electricity, God's blessings on the freest nation on the planet, all those things, that's good. But Kurt wants to, you know, tell everybody how thankful he is for ice cream. Right, Kurt?
Well, I thought it was an interesting piece because, you know, now
did you
this
have Thanksgiving
is a
for
standard.
Breakfast, Kurt?
No.
That's because you're not smart enough to do that. That's the problem
with
you.
That's right. This is, you know, I mean, this is kind of your big standard mainstream media story, Sam. I mean, the headline reads, "Ice cream for breakfast makes you smarter," Japanese scientist claims. Now, it's Dateline Tokyo, and they say in a discovery that will give nutritionists the shivers. A Japanese scientist has discovered that consuming ice cream for breakfast improves a person's alertness and mental performance. The guy's name is Yoshihiko Koga, and he's a professor at Tokyo's Kyorin University. And he has carried out a series of clinical trials in which test subjects were required to eat ice cream immediately after waking up. I mean, imagine, you know, it was pretty difficult for him to find all these, people to, you know, participate in this. I'm sure, you know, what's the requirements? You have to wake up and eat ice cream. The article continues, they were then put through a series of mental exercises on a computer. Compared to a group that had not eaten ice cream, you know, they were all sad anyway, Professor Koga's subjects exhibited faster reaction times and better information processing of capabilities. That's according to the Excite News website. Mm-hmm. Now, monitoring of these subjects' brain activity revealed an increase in high-frequency alpha waves, which are linked. Now, what you're going to see, Sam, in the future, ice cream will be a required nutrient, because of this. In fact, at school, you'll show up, and the first thing they give them will be ice cream, you know.
Yes, sir.
Got to be smarter, you know.
All right, there you have it. Kirk Crosby wants you to eat ice cream for breakfast. Oh, okay, this professor does.
Yeah. Now, they did test it in comparison to cold water instead of ice cream. Now, you can imagine the individuals that were selected for the cold water and no ice cream. Test subjects who drank cold water did display a degree of increased alertness and mental capacity, although the levels were markedly lower than among subjects who started the day with ice cream. You can
see
the whole dairy world.
Ice cream.
They're gonna catch on to this big time, Sam. Now I think
you realize how much time we're spending on ice cream, Kurt?
Well, isn't this part of, you know,
I eat
being
turkey
thankful
for Thanksgiving. I know it's going to give me cancer instead of a sugar rush.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Anyway, Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen, makes you smarter, they say. Now, Kurt, I want you to...
You mean ice cream for breakfast makes you smarter.
Oh, only breakfast. I got it. If for dinner, it makes you dumber.
I guess. That's research coming up. They're going to have to work on that.
Kurt will work on a grant for those guys. Not.
Right.
All right. Kurt, do you got the 5 kernels of corn poem?
Yes.
That's pretty
interesting.
I do
have that.
Did you read that? Did you like that?
Well, it sounds a little corny, I guess you could say.
Good
but
point.
The 5 kernels of corn, at least in the piece that I found about it, is under BibleStudyPlanet.com.
Whoa, Bible
kind of a religious thing, you know. So I'm not sure, you know, I mean, they point out these 5 kernels, they say, are one, being thankful motivates us to look for his purpose in God's purpose in our circumstances. 2, a grateful heart reminds us of our constant dependence upon God. As far as I know, he's one who supplies the oxygen to the planet. 3, gratitude increases our trust in God. 4, a thankful spirit teaches us to rejoice in every situation. And 5, thankfulness transforms our anxiety into the peace of God. So if you're going to say, did I find the poem on it? No, but I did find this stuff.
Yeah, there's a poem on it, too.
So, I bet that's probably pretty cool.
While you're doing that, Obama delivers his final Thanksgiving message, Kurt. Did you see that?
Well, I'm thankful for that. I can simply say that. I mean, you know, I've been waiting for the final Thanksgiving address from Barack for, 8 years or so. Mm-hmm.
You got to like that.
Yeah.
Now, there's a headline on CNN that I at least found fascinating, Kurt. You want to know what it says? It says the 9 things the Democrats still have to be thankful for. So, Kurt, even Democrats can be thankful.
Wow, I didn't think it was possible, you know.
And CNN's pointing it out. I mean, I'm kind of shocked.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're a religious organization, CNN. You know,
do you think they can be happy
and
thankful?
Prayer and fasting today, you know, as far as I can tell. Mm-hmm. They could be.
It's not all doom and gloom for Democrats, they say.
It's not.
No, they ought to consider these reasons to smile, Kurt.
There you go.
What? Do you have any reason?
For a Democrat to smile?
Yeah.
That's a real hard question, Sam. I mean, you know, I'd have to really think long and hard about that.
CNN says, first off, the thing they should be the most thankful for, Kurt, is, well, there's very little. In fact, nothing left to lose. Isn't that phenomenal? I mean, you got to give it to CNN on this one.
Yeah. That's,
you know, see, when you lose the White House to the least popular candidate in the history of America, when you lose the Senate, when you lose the House, when 2/3 of governors in this country are not your guys, hey, we're just delighted we're at rock bottom.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's nowhere to go but up, maybe. Is that what they're going to say next? You know, I mean, you know. Couldn't be any lower than this.
The next thing you got to be grateful, Kurt, for is demographics. What began as a matter of simple math.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Democrats still have a considerable advantage among women and minority voters, Kurt.
Oh, yeah, they've got a considerable advantage. Yeah. It really doesn't matter, but, you know, they've got an advantage so they can make themselves feel good.
Now, the other thing you got to be happy about, Kurt, is traditionally liberal policies are popular. Forget Trump for a second, if it's possible. Put aside all the headline-grabbing racist stuff and everything else. There's a silver lining, Kurt. Liberal initiatives on the ballots are popular. You happy about that, Kurt?
Name one.
Like smoking pot. You're going to get high. Are y'all cool with that?
That, I guess that is popular.
Just get all stoned and have Thanksgiving dinner, buddy.
You know, the interesting thing is...
See, it's just crazy. And these guys, they're just reaching for straws.
Yeah, go CNN.
It's crazy. Hey, Sanders and Warren are two great examples, they say. They've shown that Democratic candidates are popular. The reservoir of energy on the left is deep indeed. Yeah. Not only that, you got to be happy about Twitter, Kurt. They've shut down all the conservatives. Happy Thanksgiving.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke, and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking, and I've, like, tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking, because my mom sends those things out. And she's like, it's in here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, well, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt's got good news about Adele, Kurt.
Well, that is true, Sam. And Adele, even though she's apparently not married, she's actually really excited about something, Sam. And, I mean, you won't believe it, but she's excited to have a baby.
And you know what we're thankful for, Kurt?
Well, that she's not going to kill
that him. She didn't murder, actually. Yeah. We're grateful for that.
Yeah. I guess as the 28-year-old singer exited the stage and the confetti floated about, she shouted, I'm going to have another baby. Whoa. Two babies?
Yeah, there you go.
And they say It's unclear if she's already pregnant or planning to be in her upcoming time off. They say what she's got for her concert life and all that stuff.
You want to know the next piece
they of say goodness? She's famously tight-lipped about her private life, and she's a mom to little Angelo James, that he is four, with partner Simon Konecki. Maybe she just needs to understand that way you do that as you get married.
Well, she can always do that, Kurt. We always have hope that she will get married. And secondarily, at least she's got, you know, two kids that she believes in pro-life regarding. And the good news is that she wants to keep the baby, not murder it. And the better news is she'll probably sing a little bit more about things relating to family and, you know, good things. So I like that. Amen. Adele drops baby news. Now, Barack delivered his final, and we're just so grateful that it's the final message.
Oh, amen to that.
Now, we got our well-known fellow talk show host, CSPOA Florida director, Kevin Blake, on the radio with us. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Kurt. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm glad I can spend my morning with my extended Patriot family.
Amen to that, sir. That's really why we do the program live, is because we want to spend time with y'all.
Heck yeah.
So what do you think? What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving, sir?
Well, I'm
thankful that it's Barack's last message?
Absolutely. I'm absolutely thankful that this is the last time we will hear any lectures from the President of the United States, known as Barack Obama or Barry or whatever his name is.
Are you thankful that Adele's not pro-death?
Am I thankful that what?
That Adele is not pro-death.
Yeah, I'm glad she's going to carry her baby to term. That's phenomenal news.
Yeah? Are you thankful that if you eat ice cream in the morning time, you'll be smarter, buddy? I'm grateful for that.
You know, I did not know that until Kurt found the article, but it's something I might try out. But I do have to watch my figure, Sam.
Amen to that. Now, we talked about Abraham Lincoln, and we talked about Donald Trump referring to Abraham Lincoln, and we talked about even Barack wants to heal and bring people together. But there's somebody else, I don't know that we're missing, but that we haven't got to yet, that's critically important in the discussion of Patriot Radio, Kevin.
Absolutely. And I would say that man would be President George Washington. And, of course, this item comes at the request of Congress. There's a big keyword. It wasn't the president just doing it himself. He was actually requested by Congress to issue this proclamation on October 3rd, 1789, regarding Thanksgiving. Would you like to hear it, John?
You know what? There's critical parts of this. I mean, he was wise. I don't even know if I should say beyond his years, but certainly even a couple of hundred years later, how wise he was, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, and you read through this and just the how thankful they were for God and family and country and kind of all the things that we talk about here on Liberty News Radio and specifically Liberty Roundtable. It's kind of crazy.
All right. This is a presidential address, huh?
Yes, sir. So it begins like this. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me, quote, to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, to be observed by acknowledging the grateful hearts and many and signals and favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness, unquote. I mean, just the genius that's in that first statement and how much they refer to God and that all the things they did from 1776 all the way to 1787 and even now 2 years later in 1789, all had to do with including the father in every aspect of governance and the houses of Congress and even the presidency. It all thanks goes to God.
So this is George Washington's Thanksgiving proclamation, right?
Yes, sir, it is. And so it continues, and it says, now therefore I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, capital B, who is the beneficent author of all good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions, there's that interposed word, interpositions of his providence in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general, for all the great and various favors which he has been pleased to confer upon us. Wow. Imagine that he is declaring that all these blessings that we have here in the United States, even back then, and he even states to the future blessings, the future generations, all come from God. Imagine that. I mean, and this isn't fake news either, gentlemen.
And just imagine, you know, many, many, many years ago, I was offered a pretty dang good radio gig to be on a couple of hundred radio stations, Kevin. And the guy that was doing the, you know, contract negotiations said, Sam, there's one condition. You got to quit talking so much about God if we're going to do this thing.
Yeah.
And I said, if God's out, I'm out. And we've taken a different road that's been like the widow's mite radio ever since. But I'm telling you, think how important George Washington's message is, Abraham Lincoln's message is, Donald Trump's message is, our message is, the message that you bring to the table. This is critical stuff if we really want to preserve the country.
Absolutely. You know, and on that, Sam, it's so interesting that, I mean, where would you be now if you would have taken that deal? You know, I would submit that you wouldn't be as far ahead as you are now, that you stuck on God's side and that God has blessed you and given you the providence and the success in your radio network. I mean, you're getting attacked on all fronts by the mainstream press. You probably have more listeners that tune into this show that would tune into any average Fox News or CNN show combined. I mean, you know, sometimes it isn't all about getting big so fast. It's about building it the grassroots way, and I think you've done that in a very exemplary fashion, Sam.
Relish the moment, ladies and gentlemen, for the gentle reminder of love. Extend a handship of friendship. I'm sorry, extend a hand of friendship to those on the street you might overlook. In fact, a gentleman did just that. Kurt's going to tell you about it in seconds. Sam Bushman, Kevin Blake, Kurt Crosby, all on your radio. Happy Thanksgiving. We are indeed live because we want to spend time with you this holiday.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Dr. R.J. Rummel, a political scientist and historian who created the study of a phenomenon he calls democide, that is, the systematic murder of populations by their governments, describes Cambodia, under the rule of the communist Khmer Rouge, as a hell state. After coming to power in the mid-1970s, the communist junta under the leadership of Pol Pot liquidated at least 2 million people, roughly one-third of the country's population. On November 22nd, Cambodia's Supreme Court chamber upheld life sentences imposed on the two most senior surviving members of the Khmer Rouge regime, 85-year-old Khieu Samphan, the former head of state, and 90-year-old Uan Che, who had been an intimate advisor to Pol Pot. The gravity of the crimes should be reflected in the sentence, explained Court President Kong Srim as he announced the ruling. The crimes were not isolated events, but occurred over an extended period of time. Attorneys for the former officials complain that they had been improperly singled out by the post-Khmer Rouge Cambodian government, which has impeded trials of other subjects. The convicted men also face separate trials on charges of genocide against ethnic minorities and foreigners and imposing a system of rape and forced marriages. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, Kevin Blake, Kirk Crosby, Sam Bushman on your radio. We're celebrating live with you for Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for being a listener and spending time with us. We consider you folks family. We're grateful for your financial support and all that you do. Without you, we wouldn't even be here. Anyway, people are doing nice, cool things for Thanksgiving. One case in point is as follows, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Good point, Sam. It looks like an elderly couple is thankful for the repo man. Now, the repo man is not typically, folks' favorite guy, but the dateline is Redbud, Illinois, and I guess this elderly Illinois couple found themselves basically crippled by debt. And they couldn't, keep paying for their brand new 98 Buick Century. And so the bank, it sent the repo man out to get the car. When the repo man showed up at the couple's house, the standard protocol was, they show up at night and then they just pick it up. But the repo man decided he wanted to wait until the next day to break the news. He didn't want to disturb him, he said. Guy's name is Ford, but he wasn't picking up a Ford. He was picking up a Buick. When he finally made the call, the elderly gentleman or the people answered the phone. He told her that the bank had hired him to take the car back, and they owed 3 months worth of payments. The lady told the repo man she tried to work something out with the bank, but failed to reach an agreement. She had $30 left in their account. The Kippings wouldn't be able to pay, that's their names. The guy said, it was very, very sad. Stan and I cried, talking about the lady and her husband cried.
Yeah, that's sad.
We were very emotional because we need our car. They had a number of health problems, including Alzheimer's and,
all I can tell you is
that
great news, though, a random act of kindness. And the point for us, Kurt, is that we want to do similar kind of things on Thanksgiving.
That's right.
And when even the repo man can make your life better. Wow.
They even did a GoFundMe account and pulled in the cash and paid off the car. And the guy even fancied up the car a little bit and re-delivered it back after taking it. I mean, they had, this couple even fed the guy, you know, before he took the car. So, I mean, they were kind of not a normal repo situation, you know what I mean?
I hear that, but we need to use these examples to make a difference. George That's Washington's right. Thanksgiving Proclamation, y'all ought to read it, pointing people directly to God. Now, I guess while these people are so grateful they didn't get their car repoed, and while people wonder what they're going to eat for Thanksgiving, many of them, Donald Trump hopes to raise $65 million for the inauguration, Kevin.
Wow.
You cool with that?
Is it? Where does that money go?
Oh, to all the fanfare and all the pomp and all the, you know. Well, dude, you got like 20 balls, inaugurational balls, so to speak, and the president kind of roams from ball to ball and visits everybody and everything else.
Like basketballs? Or
no, come on.
Having a ball, baby.
See, you guys just aren't in the uppity circles, and you don't know, man. It's a a high-tide affair, you know what I mean? All I'm telling you is $65 million. I don't know if it goes to security. I don't know where it goes. I'm hoping a couple of hundred thou could go to me. Not all that money?
A lot of money, Sam. I would think that, you know, the nation's capital belonging to the people, you know, some audio-video equipment shouldn't cost near that much. Maybe a couple hundred thousand for everything and security details and all that.
Well, I mean, you know,
aren't the people supposed to provide for the common defense?
When somebody complains about something, oftentimes what you do is you just snicker and you go, nah, first world problems.
Yeah.
Okay, it's kind of like that. You know, these people are so dang grateful the repo guy didn't steal their car, take their car back. And Donald wants $65 million for the inauguration. I mean, it's a pretty similar request, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But
some folks are wondering what they're going to eat for Thanksgiving.
Maybe it's fake news, Sam.
Fake news that Donald wants that much money?
Yeah.
All right, well, I hope it is, because, wow.
That's a lot of
$65 million for the inauguration? Holy.
Maybe you can take that money and cure our homeless veteran problem.
Now, see, what if he were to say this? I've decided to cancel the inauguration and give $65 million to the vets.
Boy, that would be just great.
Just imagine, you know, so maybe it'll be like the repo, man. Maybe Donald will do something significant. By the way, CNN gets credit for a lot of things. I mean, mentioning the 9 celebratory opportunities for Democrats, but they also brought up something else that I found interesting, and I thought I'd kind of bring this to your attention. Ideas of what movies to watch on Thanksgiving. Here's what they say. You know, the divisions in the nation regarding the latest election is just can melt your family down for Thanksgiving, and how you avoid it is you watch movies and you don't talk on Thanksgiving near as much as you might. And you just hold your feelings down if your family members voted for people you don't like and everything else. What movies would you suggest to watch for Thanksgiving, Kevin?
Ooh, well.
And Kurt, you can think about this too. My goal is not just to put you on the spot there. We can all think about this. What movies would you watch, Kurt? Isn't there a movie called Miracle on 34th Street?
That's a pretty good one, you know. You got to admit, you could jump into the Christmas season when you got Thanksgiving. I mean, they're so connected, if you ask me. It's a Wonderful Life. Of course, you could watch William Bradford's, you know, the little old one that, like, I've got this one right here in front of me. It's called William Bradford, The First Thanksgiving. It's a little kid one, you know, but... where it's on the back, it says he sought to worship God according to his own conscience.
Whoa.
But found it impossible with the church and government as the same entity. You know, I mean, this is one of the reasons they fled.
Yeah, which is right.
England.
And then we go to the other extreme, which is the separation of church and state completely, which is a lie, too. There's a balance there. But,
good
you know, there's a lot. Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life. I love Christmas movies, and I agree with Kurt that Thanksgiving and Christmas are kind of hard to separate, right? When I get that there's different focus slightly.
They're connected.
But to me, it's a whole seasonal opportunity of just phenomenal gratitude and fun and family and just all the things that matter most. I love the fall/winter season for that reason, and it brings so much joy. What do you think, Kevin? Do you know anything you'd watch?
I'm not a big movie or aficionado, but I would probably say The West Wing, the TV series where President Bartlett calls the Butterball Hotline.
Now, that's kind of like a Cheech and Chong skit, right?
No, it's not.
What do you think, man? People are like, they got lists of 9 best movies to watch on Turkey Day.
I don't watch a lot of movies, though, Sam.
Well, you got to start watching movies, man, if you're going to hang out with Kirk Cosby.
I usually do CSPOA stuff in my spare time.
Kirk Cosby watches all kinds of movies, man.
I know. We did, and for Kurt, we did actually sign up and are actively using VidAngel. I love it. It's amazing. I can delete all the features out of that Hollywood filth and actually watch a clean movie, and I just love it. God bless him. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for VidAngel on the Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for Kirk Crowley for telling me about it.
Any other
excellent
recommendations, Kurt?
I'm
literally giving Kirk Crowley time to promo movies, and he's just
I know. It's just you know, all quiet on the home front. We did watch White House Down to celebrate Thanksgiving, you know. But I don't, you know, we did that on VidAngel. It's not exactly a Thanksgiving movie, but, you know, you could be thankful they left part of the White House standing in that movie.
It's interesting. When you got different generations, they say the phrase differently, Kurt. Some say, what movie do you want to watch for Thanksgiving? Others say, what movies are best to stream for Thanksgiving? Right? Just depends on, you know, what generation you're from on how you say it. Do you watch a movie or do you stream one, Kurt?
Yeah, well, we streamed the White House Down.
Does White House Down have anything to do with Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm just telling you what we watched late.
Are you advocating for the downing
of
the White House, Kurt?
No. I mean, but it was, kind of one of those situations where it was about the roughest spot ever you could see the White House in. And yet they came back, and a little girl waved a flag and waved off the White House so they didn't just, you know, smash it to smithereens with a nuclear bomb.
Most addicting shopping site for women, but I didn't want your wives to go berserk, so I'm going to withhold that from you.
Good job.
By the way, how about Charlie Brown? You guys know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What about Charlie Brown? Doesn't he have an awesome Thanksgiving deal?
I think we watched
that. I didn't know that.
All right, it's kind of like how in America we feel like the Republicans and Democrats are going to hold the football for us, you know? But oh no, psych. Quick pause, Thanksgiving live broadcast. Sam, Kurt, Kevin on your radio.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, there's a movie called A Family Thanksgiving. It's a 2010 Hallmark Channel original movie. That's a good movie. You should also watch an old-fashioned Thanksgiving, a 2008 Hallmark movie. There's a lot of good movies, folks. For example, Squanto, A Warrior's Tale. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's a Disney film. Mm. How about The Thanksgiving Promise? The Thanksgiving Visitor.
I haven't seen it.
Miracle on 34th Street.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I like that.
There's a lot of good stuff to watch. There's a movie even called It's Almost Christmas. That ought to be good. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good Hallmark Thanksgiving and Christmas movies. And they got all kinds of, like action movies, for example, for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, like you got Spider-Man. Kurt would like that.
Yeah.
You got comedy. The Addams Family Values is a pretty good 1993 film. You like that, Kurt?
Really? You know, I don't really think of the Addams Family when I think of Thanksgiving.
Well, you haven't seen the Thanksgiving one, Kurt.
You're right.
That's the problem. You know, you got to watch the Thanksgiving, you know, Addams Family one, and then pretty soon you'll think of that.
I'll be thinking about that for sure, yeah.
I knew you would. Mm-hmm. I knew there's hope for you. You get the National Lampoon Thanksgiving. Ooh, it's a Thanksgiving family reunion. You'd like that.
Probably a lot of praying and stuff going on in there.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, enough of the movies. I thought Kurt was going to come off with just movie after movie.
Yeah, you'd think I would be a little more prepared, but sorry.
I know when it comes to movies, man, I'm just surprised Kurt's just not with the program, man.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that, you know.
All right. Well, I gave you several of ideas of movies to watch for Thanksgiving. One of my favorite movies that you ought to watch for Thanksgiving, though, really is called The Ultimate Gift. It's a Christmas movie. But I'm just telling you, if we're talking about being thankful.
Amen to that.
The Ultimate Gift kind of comes to mind. Just, you know, that's my thinking. But, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and I think with listening to the various addresses we've heard today on the show, there's a close correlation between Christmas and Thanksgiving.
I hear that.
Yeah.
All right, if you could pick one thing that you're the most grateful for, what would it be, Kevin?
Ooh, well, that's an easy answer for me. I'm grateful for the Lord. Yeah. And the Constitution that he's blessed our nation with. If only we could keep it.
Well, I don't know if it's like revenge on Starbucks or what. And I don't know how Thanksgiving-esque this is, but here you go, Kurt.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm thankful that at Starbucks, where I guess apparently, you know, you have to give your name. I've never been to Starbucks, you know, but you have to give your name.
You don't have to give your name. You just give a fake name.
Well, that's what a lot of people are doing, I guess. They typically view Starbucks as not really pro-Donald Trump. And so when people are going in there, they order their coffee and they state that their name is Trump. So the baristas, that's the guys working there, have to shout the last name of the president-elect when their drink is ready. So, you know, they're kind of having a little fun with that, you know. I mean, they call it revenge on Starbucks, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
GOP voters forced to shout out Donald's name. It's a little misleading because how are you forced if you can give whatever name, and how the heck do they know who you voted for, right?
Well,
but the point is kind of the joke. You just yell Donald Trump. And if you want to get your Thanksgiving dinner off to a ripping start, just start out and say, you know, we'd like to welcome everybody to our Thanksgiving dinner. We love you. And I need you to just everyone go around the room and introduce yourself. Tell us who you are. Tell us, you know, a little bit about you. And everyone, you need to say that your name is Donald Trump. Hi, I'm Donald Trump, and I'm here to eat lots of food.
That'll really fix it.
Right?
You know, there's an interesting thing happening with that. Speaking of people dining together, Sam, I've been reading article after article of all of these people that didn't vote for Trump that subsequently they're not going to be attending family dinner with their family, believe it or not, because their family voted for Trump and they didn't. They don't want to go and eat with racist, sexist, bigoted people that could subscribe to that ideology. It's pretty sad, actually.
You blame them, Kevin?
No, it's just weird because in all these articles, Sam, they accuse the people that are being peaceful of all the violence that's breaking out across the country. And, you know, it's just really the other way around. It's the people that are the accusers that are causing all that violence.
Yeah,
so it's just really odd that I see this, and it's causing this many problems. But, you know, in a lot of these households, what I found is if it's a liberal household, they say no talking politics. But they can talk politics all day long, whereas if you try to, you know, defend yourself or say, hey, you know, maybe you've just been listening to fake news, then you're scorned and you can't be there, you can't speak, you know.
It's
kind of interesting. And I guess I could say that I'm thankful that I have none of those in my immediate family that would be a problem. And really, I mean, we're entitled to our own opinions.
Well, they could just start a new swear word and they could just tell people to Trump off.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Kurt?
Is that a new swear word?
Just tell people to Trump off for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah, the AP's got some stories where they talk about how hey, you know, some people are going to hold the politics when it comes to the Thanksgiving feast. You know how you say
pass the taters, hold the politics.
Mayo. Yeah. Well, anyway, this darn one lady, Sharon.
Hey, she turkey, says, pass the taters, hold the politics.
She says, I'm pretty anxious about it, you know, getting together because she supported Clinton while others in her family supported Trump.
Yeah, like what some people, what they're doing, Kurt, just to make things kind of okay, is they're naming their food. So it's like Hillary ham.
Oh, yeah, ham it up.
Trump Hillary taters, you know, right?
I always like that Hillary
George
story.
George Bush where, apple pie. People are doing that kind of stuff.
Where Bill Clinton showed up with a couple of hogs under his arm and, you know, and the
Billy
Secret
Bacon
Service guy said, hey, what'd you, you know, oh. What's up with that? And he says, I got him for Hillary. And the guy said, good trade. You know, but anyway.
Yeah, there you go. Great trade. Like that.
That's pretty good one there.
You know, you could have
hamming it up.
You know, like you could have the Rubio salad and stuff like that.
The Rubio salad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Rubio and, rhubarb.
You know, like people used to have Martinelli's and stuff like that. Bubbly or whatever you call that stuff. What's that stuff called? It'd just be like Marco Punch. See? People are really taking this seriously. And what they're hoping is if they name these different foods and everybody feels represented, then that way they feel like people won't have to argue. Like if you're kind of getting crazy and frustrated and you just want to strike out in political rage, you know what I mean?
You know, Amy.
No, hold on. Hold on. Listen to me. Then you could just do like the Sanders salad. And like, hey, please pass the Sanders salad. And then you just won't go. You won't just go off. See what I mean?
We created a new dish, Sam. It's called the Betrayus mashed potatoes. Like, you know, General Petraeus.
Oh, Don't eat those. Don't do it.
Let me tell you the recipe. Okay, instead of mashed potatoes and actually using potatoes, we use cauliflower. See, but it tastes like potatoes, but it's kind of a betrayal.
So, there you go.
Betrayous mashed potatoes.
Nothing like helping people eat their veggies. It's part of the Obama plan. Kind of the Michelle Veggie Obama plan.
And it's even Michelle approved.
But they really believe this, though, that, you know what, if we can just get people to name their foods properly, then what might be the case is you might just, when you get angry, you could just, you know, ask them to pass your favorite food and it might just calm you down a bit. What do you think of that? Well, like it to be the Huckabee cranberry sauce? See what I mean?
And then, you know, maybe the Democrat members of your family would have like one of those sit-ins where they refuse to eat and stuff, you know? I
mean, yeah, people could do the food strikes.
Meltdown. Maybe they'll eat some ice cream.
Well, then what you could do is just force people to eat. So it's just getting better by the minute in the country. Folks, all I'm telling you is we've got to stop this stuff. If we want to restore America, we have got to focus on the big picture. And I'm telling you right now, when somebody passes away or when something, when disaster strikes, so to speak, people set aside a lot of these little things and they love one another. And in my humble opinion, if we need something on Thanksgiving for the country, that's what it is. Please do not jettison those whom you should hold most dear and hold most precious over political wrangling. You know what? Set it aside and find ways for common ground, Kevin.
I would say five words, Sam, and you've talked about it for months now. A clarion call for civility.
Amen to that. Donald could have used my phrase, but he didn't. But he came close, and I commend him for it. All I'm telling you is we got to do our best, ladies and gentlemen. We wanted to spend a couple hours with you. Happy Thanksgiving. We have an incredible Thanksgiving Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. You can donate twice as much as you did and feel twice as good about it. How's that? What do you think of that, Kurt? Is that a pretty good deal?
Yeah, get her done, ladies.
In fact,
you can
do twice as much money, but you can feel 10 times as good about it. How's that for a deal?
Yeah, and we'll send you a special thank you note, we promise.
Yeah, of course we will. That's just how we roll.
Yeah.
Kevin, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
All right, we're out. Appreciate it.
Family, I said hello.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, everyone. We appreciate all of you. Happy Thanksgiving. We declare this nation shall endure.